It's 10 past 12. It's Scottish Sports Radio. David Gately joins me now to have a look at racing from Flemington Saturday. How are you, Gator?
I'm well, Cozzy. You?
Good. A couple of interesting runners there. Big night out, the source of Johnny Sanders. Looked like it's really hit form. That was a good effort on Saturday. It came from well back.
Yeah, it was a smart win, wasn't it? And the clocks really backed him up too. I mean, he's not only won, you know, with GST, he's run 122.1 on the day. Ooh. And that was off about a 48-second first 800. So lining that up on the day, look, he's gone. They've got a bit quicker early than most of the races, but he's run significantly faster time than a good filly, Kingsbrook, earlier in the day. A really promising older horse in Be Good to Your Mother later in the day. And, of course, this, you know, the open class 1,400-metre runners in race 8. So a lot of merit to the win to the eye and on the clock. A really smart win, yeah.
Now, as one, I mean this with the greatest respect to the horse, slipped under the radar a little. Be Good to Your Mother, not a high-profile horse, but you don't get many put four together.
No, that's right. And this horse, look, even though the margin wasn't significant like it was for, say, a big night out, I think the win had a lot of merit because he was a bit keen early. He's a bit tardy at the start. Just over race mid-stages. So he's still learning his craft, this horse. And he's been able to knuckle down and win. And he's run 122.84, so okay time for the day. You'd say Kingsbrook's win rated better, as did Big Night Out. However, I think he's got so much room to move. I mean, once he puts it all together, you know, he's got a couple of lengths up his sleeve, it seems. So really, really nice win for sure.
Mm. Another one almost in the same category, Gator, is Fidelia. It's put three together.
Yeah, she's looks pretty smart, doesn't she? She and Shawnee, they crossed the line sort of together, but you have to note the margin back to the rest of them. It was significant, you know, near five lengths. So they have absolutely torched the rest of the field, these two. And Fidelia's done it making a run, you know, pretty much 800 metres from home. She sprinted like a good filly. You know, that change-up speed is great. It's a great weapon. Shawnee tracked her everywhere, followed her, charged at her late, just missed. But the other point that's probably valid is it was Fidelia's first go at 1,600, so she's probably going to bounce off that, whereas Shawnee's coming back in trip, but she's more seasoned. So I think they're both pretty smart. Shawnee had just chased Princess Jenny prior to that, of course, became a Group 1 winner. So it's very easy to like the form, even though it was a benchmark 78, you know, in the ratings band. These two girls, I think, have group class talent.
All right, I'll come back in a sec for a couple more. Now, race 8, Manawa 2, at the boxes, reserves not needed. Favourite 8, Thrilling Talk, 230-140. On fixed 3, 10, 135. But the favourite on the fixed is the red, Thrilling Amigo, at $2.80.
Into this.
About delayed, there are only 20 seconds of a start here. Thrilling Amigo is 280 on fixed. Thrilling Talk, the pink, 230 on the tote. All right, we'll come back to him tomorrow. Here he is. They should fire up shortly here at Manawa 2 for some reason. 15 seconds of a start, and they're just patting the dogs. And there's nothing happening. Whether they've got an equipment fault or not, I don't know. Here we go.
You have a chance to have a bet because we're closing in on start time here. Hey, Fernando, third in his only run here off box 7, three starts back, was actually a really solid performance, although he was beaten some five lengths by Big Time Levi, but he wasn't away that quickly, and I thought he did a really good job to get where he did. Anyway, they're loading up. We're about to see what unfolds. Paul Claridge, Electrical Class 5, Thrilling Amigo, Big Time Cooper, Big Time Annie, hey, Fernando. Arden M. Grand, he won last week. He's paying $31 this week. Big Time Levi, Diddley, and Thrilling Talk. Two-time Group 1 winners paying 12. That's Diddley in the 6. 1-8 the favourites. Ready. Racing, Thrilling Amigo, fair. Thrilling Talk, just a moderate beginning, blowing to the lead. Big Time Cooper, Big Time Annie there as well. Thrilling Amigo trying to punch through the inside. Couple trying to circle wider. Diddley's one of them trying to get around, hasn't gone back. Thrilling Talk starts to get around. I'll go back to the top. Big Time Cooper by a couple of lengths. Thrilling Amigo is closing down. Five lengths back, Thrilling Talk gets to third. Big Time Levi around the outside then of Arden M. Grand. The rest are battling. Big Time Cooper digs, wins. Big Time Cooper from Thrilling Amigo, Big Time Levi, Thrilling Talk. Then Arden M. Grand, Diddley. Behind that then to Hey Fernando and Big Time Annie. 5, 6, 7. I think they're all pretty tight and in trouble into the first bend.
3-1-4 over the lines. About number two, tote shortly. With David Gately looking back at Flemington Saturday. Gator, Matt Kamani, one with Declare's War over the 2000. Tell you what, Matt's strike rate in the last 8 weeks been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's going great guns. And this horse is well above average. Of course, came over from Weary. They gelded the horse into the last run and just didn't have much galloping room. The win on Saturday, again, margin narrow, but win had a lot of merit. I mean, he had 60 kilos. He gave them all weight. he had to knuckle down and chase the runner-up, who kicked away nicely. And again, there were gaps behind. Time was okay for the day relative to the open class 2,000 metre runners later in the day, given the early tempo. It was about 12 lengths slower early. So, I mean, again, a lot of merit in the win, and a horse who has some aspirations at group level.
And the final race, a couple of imports forded out. Mantastic, coming from Ireland originally last week, Great Britain. Not much between them. They hit the line.
Yeah, I think it's 1.2 lengths over six of them here, Cos. And Mantastic had the last crack at them, beat them. Big betting drifter on the day. I think many, like me, thought he was a risk at 2,000 metres and wouldn't be quite strong enough at the end. We got that wrong because he was able to arrive off a good speed and nail them. I think he's relishing being ridden this way, which is ice cold, and coming with one run. And he ticked that 2,000 metre box on Saturday. A nice win. A lot of merit around the first six over the line. What does that say about the form? It can be misleading. It can be treacherous when you see a blanket finish. But the time was good. It tells me that they're a quality group. So I think a few of these can progress as well.
What stood out from the weekend, Gator? What should we follow?
Yeah, I think Fidelia and to a lesser extent Shawnee are really smart. I'm a big fan of Be Good to Your Mother, but they haven't missed that horse given the price it ran on Saturday. Big night out, mate. It was the run of the day, and I think the win of the day, no doubt.
And Robbie Griffith Sullivan has a good run over summer, but that run seems to have continued. His horse is going well at the moment.
Yeah, he maintains a great strike rate, doesn't he? Especially off season, he seems to target his bottom end horses, if you like, for want of a better term, just out of the elite level and gets it right a lot.
Yep, too right. Gator, good to catch up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.